you.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In the first hour, if you were with us, Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau told us about all kinds of cool happenings in the world of new cars and upcoming auto shows. In this hour of the program, we're going to pop the hood with our good friend and regular contributor to the program, Mark Evans. Mark is an ASE-certified mechanic. As a matter of fact, Mark has been in the repair business for more than 30 years, and if there is a vehicle, he's worked on just about everything there is out there. There's no question about that. Mark is also a former radio automotive talk show host like myself, and used to specialize in doing over-the-air diagnostic work on vehicles. So that's what we're going to do here in this hour. If you've got something wrong with your vehicle, if it's just plain not driving right, if it's just performing poorly, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if it's you're having trouble starting, or if you're having trouble stopping the vehicle, if you're having trouble with any aspect of the vehicle, we can help you out. Absolutely no problem. You can shoot us an email. That's very simple. It's bob@boblongradio.com, or you can call us up on our toll-free line, and it's toll-free from anywhere across North America. And, of course, in this hour of the broadcast, I'm also going to throw out a trivia question, because the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage have been very, very kind to us, and every week Warren Tracy gives us a free prize or two or three or four to give away, and we've had a lot of winners of late, so we'll throw out that trivia question momentarily. But first, let's welcome Mark Evans, the man himself, the man they call the Swami. Hello there, Mark. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
With you. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Pleasure being with you. Happy Daytona 500 weekend.
Yeah, no question about it. It's been a very busy day today. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You are an ASE-certified mechanic, and do you remember the first time that you started working on cars? I know that you actually owned a car, something that not many of us can have this little bit of accolade next to our name. Not only does Mark still own his first car that he ever purchased, but he also has that very first car was purchased before he could even drive. So tell us the story of that first car, Mark. I love that story.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it, Bob, that I must have oil running in my veins, trying to won a car before I could even drive. And back in the day of mowing lawns and stuff, and trying to make some grocery money, and I called it car money because I wanted to buy a car, and just always back in the day looking at the hot rod magazines, and remember the Car Craft magazine, and
oh yeah.
And I was a young kid that was more interested, I guess, in metal than was interested in girls, you know. So my friends, sometimes they have a good laugh and say, hey, check her out, you know. Well, I'm saying, well, yeah, but look at that car over there. So I always, I could see muscle cars in my mind. You know, they didn't call them back muscle cars back then, but I was the person last time I actually worked for somebody, I was a dishwasher at a truck stop in the junior high days, mm-hmm. Actually a little bit before that, but I was riding my bicycle back and forth from my parents, of course, going back and forth to the truck stop, and And, of course, kind of fibbed about my age in order to get the job because I was only 13 years old.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, I proved that I was a good hard worker. And so they said, yeah, you can wash dishes. Well, I ended up starting as a janitor, sweeping floors. But as I was riding my bicycle back and forth, of course, living with my folks, I always rode my bicycle past this car that was always sitting out in the driveway of this guy's house. And it's a little two-door hardtop, and it was not for sale, but I just like looking at cars, and I had my eye on that one. So one day I stopped on my bicycle. It was this 13-year-old zit-faced kid, and that was me. And he was out, this older gentleman, which, I hate to say it, but he was our age that we are today.
How scary
and stuff,
is that?
And I stopped. Yeah, I stopped in and I said, I'm going to go talk to this old guy, you know, and see if he might want to sell that car. And so I pulled in and he said, how you doing, young man? I said, pretty good. I really like the looks of that car, you know. It was one of those Chrysler, you know, turquoise, nerd green, I called it. And I said, I really like that car. I work down the road, and I've been riding by here every day, and I really like the looks of it. And would you like to sell that car? And so anyway, after he, of course, said no. And what it is a 1965 Dodge Coronet two-door hardtop 440, and it's in pristine shape. He bought it new ordered it new with the engine and the of course, positive tracker end and all that from the factory. Bought it new from a Chrysler dealership here in the state of Idaho. And so I bothered him, I don't know how many times, Bob, stopping and saying, I want your car. Well, anyway, he ended up saying, okay, young man, my wife says we need to buy a new car now, one that has air conditioning. Mm-hmm. This car does not, of course. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll sell that to you. So we negotiated, and I ended up buying that 65 Dodge Coronet 440 for $400, which... You know, truthfully, that's all the money I had was $400. It cleaned me out. And,
wow.
So then I, of course, rode my bike home. I was jacked, man. My money's gone. He gave me the title. I learned how to read titles, I was signing the Declaration of Independence when I had to sign that thing, you know, as a 13-year-old.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, I was not thinking about what gas cost, insurance cost, tires cost, you know, maintenance cost. I had no idea. And, of course, my goal was, you know, to go into a high school, of course, and start doing auto repair and learning how to fix cars because that was my love, too, and then go to college for it. But I hadn't started that life yet, but that was my dream. And I went home and I told my dad, and he says, what? Of course, my mom flipped out. What made you think you could do that? And da-da-da-da-da. So I ended up, dad went over and, of course, drove it home for me. And then the first thing he said, he says, well, Mark, from here on out, now every $5 bill you get and earn will go into the gas tank of this thing. And at 32 cents a gallon, he was right. Every $5 bill filled it up.
Oh, isn't that unbelievable? Our toll-free line, just for folks who might have a question for Mark, it's a new one here. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And Mark is reminding us of the days of cheap gas. How much is the price of gas these days in the Boise, Idaho area?
I just actually put some in the car, and we're sitting at about $3.82 right now a gallon.
Mm.
So it's not as expensive. It's come down a little bit. From what I hear over, you know, in your part of the woods there, and in L.A., and, of course, over on the islands and everywhere else. But I think we were just talking about this here today, about we feel that everybody's now used to that $3.80, $4.50 a gallon. I think we're all figured it out. Our budgets are used to it now, even though it's still high priced. I still think, too, Bob, of course, talking with people fixing cars, is that everybody still is saying, you know, what do I need to do to get the best gas mileage to get me down the road, Mark? So, you know, we're still trying to, you know, you can't fill that gas tank up anymore for $5. So,
no, you can't.
Like I used
when
to.
We come back, Mark, let's have you give us some tips on how to increase fuel economy. Mark Evans is with us.
The way is clear. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans, field reporter here for Auto World. He's got the garage door open, and he's tired. He's got his mechanic outfit on there, very good. You really went all out here today. You got your tools out. You're all ready to go, ready to take calls at our toll-free line, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me throw out a trivia question here for those muscle car fans out there, and that is, this is considered today the most collectible of the Chevrolet Chevelle SS models. It's the one with the LS6 power plant. Tell me the size of that power plant in the Chevelle SX. Chevelle SS from the late 60s, early 70s. The telephone again is 800-259-9231, and we'll throw out a prize for you, whoever comes up to with the answer to the question. A free prize will be coming your way from the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Before the break, we were talking to Mark Evans about fuel economy. It's on everybody's mind. And, Mark, are there some tips you can pass along that can help folks get better fuel economy in their present vehicle?
Oh, gosh, Bob, it's a great question. And you know, overall, there's so many tips to get a vehicle to go down the road more efficient, and that's the key, more efficient. And it's also the way you drive, too. That's the biggest part. I know that a lot of the our listeners and people who buy those new cars, we go shop for not only price, but we look at the window sticker, and it says on there that it's supposed to be getting 18 in town and, you know, 26 on the highway. We bring it home, and it's getting 14 in town and 18 on the highway, and it doesn't match the sticker price. And why is that? Well, jackrabbit starts, you know, where you're sitting at the stoplight and you're enjoying it, you're enjoying all that horsepower and that torque, and you mash it, you know, taking off every time. That's going to kill your gas mileage, of course, because the motor's having to work a little bit harder to get that weight going, and then waiting till the last minute to stop, too. You're enjoying the car, but at the same time, a person who drives, like we used to say, grandma and grandpa style, you're going to get good gas mileage better. I wouldn't recommend if you're in L.A. doing 22 miles an hour on the freeway. That doesn't work. But overall, I mean, if a person, you know, says, well, you know, I've only got 30,000 miles on my vehicle, so, Mark, I know that I don't really need any new spark plugs and spark plug wires. I don't need, you know, any new parts. The engine light's not on. But I would like to get it back up 2 to 3 more miles and get it back up to what the sticker says. Mm-hmm. So the main key is, the easiest thing is make sure all that, of course, your air and the tires are up. Make sure that one little simple thing too, Bob, is if winter driving, we've all been driving in the winter, and sometimes we might slide off the road and hit a curb. Real slight though, not hard enough to even, you know, we get out all of a sudden after we slide into the curb, we get out to see if we did any body damage. We look over the body, we see no body damage, and we look over at the wheel real quick, and yes, the wheel's fine. But yet, it did get impacted, and I've actually had customers that have bent the tie rod in just enough, 2 degrees worth, that if we put that car on the alignment rack and put an alignment machine on there to get it zeroed in where it's supposed to be calibrated correctly, we come to find out that, yes, that's why the steering wheel is cocked to the right a little bit. It's not centered anymore, and the car's drifting to the right. So just a simple little thing like that will cause a car to drag and not coast as easy as it should going down the road, which causes your gas mileage to drop. Simple thing to do too is, we always, you know, talking about the human body, if you throw an aspirin or throw a vitamin in your system, you're getting what? You know, you're getting vitamins, you're getting some nutrition, energy bar, for example, and you go hiking. Well, you got energy. Same thing with a car. Grab a bottle of fuel injector cleaner and throw a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank. And now what you're doing with 30,000, 35,000 miles on an engine, those injectors, the holes in the end of the injectors are small as the hair on our head. And they do get plugged up from fuel burning within the combustion chamber, causing carbon buildup, causing it not to spray a fine mist, causing it to drip, causing horrible gas mileage. So by putting a bottle of fuel cleaner in the tank, what you're doing is it's designed to dilute the carbon that's in the combustion chamber, and it burns it and throws it out the exhaust pipe. So that's a real simple vitamin for your car. And the same thing, well, I'm talking an engine that has only 35,000 miles on, of course. And always, we get these engines are so precise, the clearances in them, are so precise. And that's why, you know, you and I talked about it before on the weight of oil you should use in an engine. Mm-hmm. The thinner, the better, because the clearances, which is basically like a gap, think of it like a house. It's cold outside, and you're sitting in an old house, and the weather stripping around the old door just isn't as tight as it used to be, and you got wind coming in. That's mm-hmm. called a clearance. And so you all of a sudden you get a big, huge, thick piece of weather strip out instead of a thin piece. Thinner weight of oil. I've seen this actually in, Pinzo was kind enough to send me to the Oil City, and I saw this on the testing on an engine. They would put a 1040 into the small block Chevrolet and run it, and they had back in the day, it was a 1985 year, engine. And then it was 1999, 2000 when I was there. So they had it on a 1985 engine, and they put 1040 in it. And then they had an engine that was literally a brand new engine, 1999, the year that I was there, 98. And the clearances are a lot tighter. It was an injected engine. And they showed the horsepower and torque and also the hydrocarbons coming out of the exhaust on this engine on the dyno. And they had to put 530 in it. Mm-hmm. And if they put 1040 in it, thicker weight of oil, the hydrocarbons coming out of the exhaust was higher. So that meant that engine was burning more fuel. So the easiest way to find out, just look in your owner's manual in the glove box, what weight you should have, and you'll see a graph, really interesting, Bob, literature graph. So if you're sitting in Alaska and it's colder, it'll obviously use this weight of oil. So what that gets down to is basically make sure that engine has got the right precise oil in it so it doesn't have to work as hard. And that's making it easy to go down the road. That's the key. Transmission, it's another thing. Automatic transmission. A lot of people they always ask me, can I put additives in my engine oil and in my transmission oil to make it last longer? Well, talk about gas mileage too. If you have an automatic transmission that just since you know, the owner of the car is driving it more than anyone else, your neighbor's not driving your car, you are. So, you know, you get in your car and you get used to it. So as you're driving that vehicle, the transmission starts to get worn out. There's clutches in there. So it just gradually gets worse and worse and worse. And you don't even realize it until it finally, you know, you get out there, Bob, and you decide to put it in reverse one day and it doesn't go in reverse. It takes a while. So you can put additives in the transmission oil. There's a lot of them on the market. You can just go into a parts store, go right to the engine oil additives, and right there you'll see transmission additives also. And that'll actually bump up the shifts, make it shift better, quicker, more efficient. Get the gas mileage up.
Very good. Straight ahead, more with Mark Evans, and we'll take your calls.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. Denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition.
reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Mark Evans joins us, one of our regular contributors, ASE certified mechanic. Mark is helping us squeeze a little bit more fuel economy out of your vehicle. And if you have a question of any kind, Mark is, I can't believe it, but he's completely decked out in his mechanic wear. And he has got his garage open, and are all the tools ready to go there, Mark?
We even have the scan tool out, Bob. We're ready to plug into that OBD2 connector and light that engine right up, huh?
That's great. So if anybody out there has a question, we've got a number for you, 800-259-9231, via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Of course, if you'd like to also take a shot at the question about the LS6 engine, that is the most powerful engine that you could get in the Chevelle SS, late 60s, early 70s. Those are the ones that go for big money at some of the big auctions. What was the LS6 power plant? What was the cubic inch displacement of that LS6 power plant? Telephone 800-259-9231 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Mark, what do you think about some of these new tires that certain manufacturers are putting out there to increase fuel economy? Do they actually work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great point, too, Bob. We've talked about some of that before on the show, but we really never got into the gas mileage side of it. And the tread, and also weather is a big part. They have tires that are designed to shield and shed the rain so you don't hydroplane as much. And that's the thing, too, that I've always was screaming about, was always when you have a four-door type of luxury car, you want to put a touring-type tire on it. And the biggest part of that, of course, tires are rated in speed rating also. So you don't want to put a, and that's the back to that gas mileage word. You don't want to put a on a Volkswagen Bug. Why would you ever want to put a speed rating tire on that Volkswagen Bug of 180 and plus? Because you're just really not, I don't think that you're going to go 180 mile an hour in that Bug, you know?
Yeah, highly unlikely.
So you definitely want to get a tire that matches and mates up to not only the gear ratio of the car, but also the how you're driving it, what speed you're doing, if you're in a rainy climate, snowy climate, dry climate, and of course, luxury car versus a car that lays like a Bug. It's you know, nice automobile, but it's not a lay down type of four door luxury like a Lexus, Beamer, Mercedes, you know, going down the freeway. So, gas mileage is a big thing. You know, a great example, a picture of a four wheel drive truck that's been lifted 4 inches in the air that has just the right size of tire on it, not big knobbies, and then picture a four wheel drive truck that's got big, massive, 4-inch lift again, but it's got big, massive, deep lug, 3.5, 4-inch lug depth tread on it, and it whines as it goes down the road because of the tread. The person who has that type of tire on that 4x4 truck is probably only going to get, you know, well, at least 5 or 6 less gas mileage than the person that has the medium, the 1.5-inch deep lug type tread. So when it gets down to the car side of it, you want to get, I shop tires in two ways. I shop tires in gas mileage and in warranty. So you can go out and buy a tire for whatever style of car you might have, again, and say, okay, I'm going to keep this car for roughly another 70, maybe 100,000 miles. Do they sell a tire that will last that long? Well, they do. Or I'm going to keep the car for, 6 months. I'm only going to put 15 to 25,000 miles on it. Then you can go out and buy a 40,000 mile tire, and it'll last that long. So just again, a little reminder for everyone is that the least amount of money that you spend for a tire, if you go cheap, Bob, and you go out and you buy yourself a tire that's $39.95 each, mounted and balanced, you get what you pay for, and I guarantee that when that tire, which all the tires of today are radials, and back in the yesteryears, of course, when we're talking muscle cars, my Dodge Coronet, you had your choice. You could get bias ply or a radial, and a radial is a firmer, takes most of the bumps. It absorbs the bumps. You don't feel the bumps, and a bias ply is like driving a square brick down the road. and the cheapest tires, the $39.95 type radial tires, if you buy a set of those, and if you let your car sit outside through the winter here for about 4 days and not drive it, you'll actually feel those radial tires. They'll be a little bit heavy. There'll be a flat spot in them a little bit. And then when you go to take off, you'll actually say, hey, my car just doesn't feel the same. So that's the price. You do get what you pay for. So I definitely recommend ask two things to the tire shop when you go shop for tires. What kind of mileage is there on these tires, for warranty? And give me the one that's got will give me the best gas mileage, coasting. How far will it coast? My experience, I found that here's a little trick. The person really wants to save a ton of money. Of course, there will be zero warranty on them. But these recycle yards, junkyard, boneyard, whatever you'd like to call them, Bob, you can, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of cars and SUVs and pickups that get in accidents out there. And who gets those cars and trucks is these recycle yards. And I walk through the boneyard every once in a while just to see what's in it for fun. And you'll find, it's 2013 today, you'll find some 2012s and 2013 vehicles sitting there with brand new tires because that vehicle's only got 6,000 to 8,000 miles on it. And here's a set of brand new tires. It's got 6,000 and 8,000 miles on it. So I go up to the front counter to the recycle guys, and say, hey, what do you guys sell those set of tires to me for? Half price of what they are new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a ton of money, literally. You won't have any warranty, though. That's the sad part. So a lot of these tire shops today, though, another little trick of the trade, if you do buy a set of tires off that 2012 car that's in the recycle yard, they'll mount them and balance them for you right there at the recycle yard. It's amazing. And that brand of tire that you buy there, that brand of tire is actually in one of your biggest tire stores. We have a lot of Les Schwabs, they call them out here out west. So that's a Les Schwab brand tire. And, you know, Les Schwab says, hey, if it's our brand of tire, we'll warranty it for you. So you win all the way around. That's their little secret. So needless to say, Bob, I haven't bought a set of new tires for a long time. I just walk the temp yard.
Very good. 800-259-9231. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We've got a trivia question out there about the Chevelle SS, one of the muscle cars, very highly sought after these days at some of the major auctions. The LS6 configuration is the one that's worth the most. What was the cubic inch displacement of that LS6 power plant? Email me up or give us a call. Or if you have a question for Mark, if your vehicle is presently not running or not running right, making strange sounds or emitting strange smells, if it's giving you poor fuel economy or if it's not performing that well, Mark would love to help you out. And also, if you've been to your local mechanic and they've told you you've got to spend a lot of money to get your vehicle up to speed, so to speak, and you don't have that money to spend and want a free expert second opinion, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Got an email question here from Henry, who's in Missouri, and he has a question about something that we've touched on a few times here on the show, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about replacing McPherson struts, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
We travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live across North America. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. We've got a winner for the trivia question. It's a gentleman by the name of Jerry. And Jerry gave me a shout via the email bob at boblongradio.com. Jerry is listening in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he has quickly identified the LS6 power plant and the Chevelle SS as having 454 cubic inches, and that's the one that goes for big bucks at the auction. So congratulations. We're going to send you out a prize courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Before the break, we had an email question come out of Missouri from, I believe it was Henry, who wanted to know about replacing McPherson struts. He says he owns a Honda Civic, doesn't say what year the Civic is, and he's been told that the replacement of struts is a big job and something that can't be done by somebody at home. He wants Mark's opinion on that. I've always heard that too myself, Mark. That can be a pretty tough job, although I understand it's gotten a whole lot easier in recent times.
It has. On that trivia question, though, Bob, first, I think that Chevelle is actually selling for $454 per ounce for weight on those now, you know, those cars. it's crazy what those things go for. It's selling for the amount of torque that's under the hood for per pound price. The Honda Civic McPherson struts, a little bit of trivia. McPherson is actually the name of the strut and also the name of the gentleman who invented the strut.
Mm.
A little bit of trivia for everybody. And I do not recommend doing McPherson struts at home. A couple things why. A lot of people don't really have an alignment rack in their home garage. And so these McPherson struts is another name for a shock. That's the front shocks or McPherson struts on your Honda, on the Honda Civic or any car today. And the strut is actually a cartridge that goes inside. It's a cartridge that's either gas or oil, and there's a big heavy spring that's on the top of that cartridge. And that's all part of that strut package. And so it bolts to the bottom where your wheel is. That's called a spindle. And then it bolts to the top where the body is. And it looks pretty easy when you look at it. You know, you say, well, I'll just take the wheel off the car. Then I take the three nuts off the top of this McPherson strut. And then there's only one bolt in the bottom. And you pull that out of there. Well, the secret here is that bottom bolt, Bob, has got a... That's where the alignment word comes in. It's got a cam on it. And what all that is that bolt at CAM, that word is it's an oblong egg-shaped piece of metal, and when you turn it, it moves the camber of the tire in or out, and that screws up your alignment if you don't get it back to where it needs to be. So that's one of the hard things to do without an alignment rack. And the second biggest, most dangerous thing is that when you go buy a new McPherson strut, it does not come with that big heavy spring. So even if you did get that McPherson strut assembly out of the car and laid on the ground, you still have to get the spring off of the old strut cartridge. And if you did undo the big nut in the middle, you're going to get hurt because that spring's going to go twang and go clear across the garage floor and hit the other car, hit your child, or go through the window or put a new dent in your other car or whatever. So you're going to get hurt. And that's, you know, you can buy, yes, those, there's tools that you can buy to slinky into that coil spring and then ratchet it down to basically collapse the spring so you can undo that top. But again, I know mechanics, Bob, in shops that have the tools and go to put that tool with inside that coil spring. They get the ratchet gun and they tighten that tool down, which collapses the spring, and they didn't get it on the spring all the way, and they get it off, they set it aside. Meanwhile, while it's that spring sitting aside, the tool wasn't put on exactly on the coil perfect, and it comes apart and it hits somebody. So let an expert do it. They have an alignment rack. They have the right tool. They just will get the job done correctly, and it's really inexpensive. Most cars today, I would charge parts, labor, tax, toll, and everything to do McPherson struts on a Honda Civic from 1997 all the way up to today's Honda Civic. Same price for all of them, and you're running about $200 a side. That's going to be $400. That's it. So why? And that includes the alignment. So you know, you just hand the key to somebody. I guess the best way to say it, Bob, is, you know, $400. I think my right or my left leg or my right leg or my left hand or my eyeball is worth a lot more than $400.
That is so true, my friend. Absolutely. Another email question we've gotten in here in the last few minutes is from a gentleman by the name of, it's an unusual name. His name is Carmen, and Carmen would like to know about those headlight repair kits that he sees on TV being advertised. Do they actually work? He says he owns a Ford Taurus, and his lenses are quite muddied up. That's not the word that he uses here in the email, but nevertheless, he's having trouble with the clouding of lenses, those plastic headlight lenses that were used quite commonly in the 90s and 80s and even early 2000s. They can be really nasty once they cloud up, and he wants to know, do those products actually work, Mark?
Yeah, I've actually used them. And back when they first started coming out, those kits were very expensive, and today they're really cheap. I mean, $10. So they do work. I've used them. And only one thing I want to kind of highlight to Carmen here is that look at the headlight, the lens itself. And, Bob, this is for everybody, of course. You have to determine by looking at it yourself really how deep you think that fogging is within that plastic. These $10 and $20 kits you buy that you polish that clouding out of there, they'll only go so deep. And when I say so deep, I'm going to guess them at roughly about an eighth of an inch. They'll go that's pretty deep. But if you think a sixteenth of an inch, excuse me. If you think the clouding is down there of an eighth of an inch, do not try to buff it out. It won't work. You'll be your right arm or left arm will be really tired about buffing all day, you know? So, that's definitely, and we know that, I actually think McGuire's has a kit now that they sell. There's so many companies now that sell this chemical. They figured it out. And of course, over the years, you know, these back in the day, the Harley-Davidsons and the Hondas, the Honda Goldwings, you know, they had those plastic windshields out in front of the motorcycles, the street machines, you know. And, heck, they've been selling clear plastic cleaners for years. They just finally bottled it correctly, I guess, and worded it correctly so all of us could use it on our headlights. So, but, yeah, it works good. Works good. It's, I guess for a $10 bill, I'd throw a $10 bill at something to see if it'll clear it right up. And if the cloudiness is down there an eighth of an inch thick and I got some of the cloudiness out, well, heck, I got my $10 worth. Works good.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go wrong with that. 800-259-9231. If you have a question here in the waning moments of this hour for Mark Evans, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Mark, did you get a chance to take a look at the 2014 Corvette online? It was introduced in Detroit. They're going to introduce the convertible variant in Geneva. What are your thoughts on the seventh generation of the Corvette?
Pretty hot. I did get to see it on online only, though, Bob, darn it. You know, but it's pretty hot. I definitely I'm excited. That gets my blood boiling, you know. It takes me right back to that our first story at the front of the show. Hey, you know, look at that car sitting over there. You know, it just gets you thinking and going. And I think you know, that when a product like that comes out from a manufacturer, they're saying one thing to us. Let's live life again, you know. And that's what it's all about, huh? And I can't hardly wait to one day as time goes by, and I might be able to afford a used one in about 20 years. Hopefully I'm still here.
I know exactly what you mean. There are so many wonderful new vehicles. I quite often think that, you know, once the depreciation on these vehicles hit, you know, come 5-10 years down the line, there's going to be some absolutely incredible vehicles available on the used car market. The only downside is some of these cars are going to be mighty expensive to repair.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a different world then, isn't it, Bob?
It sure is. Mark Evans will get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World.
Thanks again, Bob. It's been great being with you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.